You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
This week in Neighbourhood Watch, Zoe updates Mary Margaret on what Adelaide looks like at the moment compared to the rest of the continent. They also discuss what's happened to one of the country's key airlines, how worried people really are about the latest Malcolm Turnbull and Scott Morrison controversy, and an exciting kangaroo sighting.
Let's start generally. April's coming to a close. How is Adelaide looking?
Yeah, not too bad. We had a bit of a hat trick recently. I think it was three states in one day had reported no new cases of coronavirus. So it was us, WA, and the ACT, I believe. We've had a few days where we haven't had any new cases. Unfortunately, that did change yesterday with two new cases. So we're doing pretty well. South Australians, Adelaideans, are really taking it very seriously. The curve is flattening. In Australia as a whole, the most hot topic is this kind of tracing app. If you go to your workplace, they can tell you that there has been a reported case, someone else in that workplace. But it obviously brought up a lot of conversations about privacy and the information right. The government will have access to. A couple of weird things. Bondi Beach is somewhat reopening on Monday. They're opening it up to surfing, but no one's allowed to be walking, running, or sunbathing in the area. That is the decision of the local council. I woke up to that news today. I haven't probably really processed it properly. I don't think it's right, but, you know, they're doing it.
There's been a lot of debate over here sort of comparing us to Australia, saying that our lockdown wasn't necessary in terms of its stringence, given that you guys didn't have as serious a lockdown and have managed to flatten the curve.
Okay. Well, that's really interesting. If I could put my two cents in as an Australian, like, I had incredible envy over your country and your government's tackling of the situation as quickly as they could. We talked a bit about it in the earlier weeks of just that comfort that we really lacked in Australia. Everything was so uncertain. We didn't know. Everyone was just losing jobs. No one, everyone was still walking around. That was an awful feeling.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting to get your perspective in that discussion. Moving on though, so Virgin Airlines has been forced into voluntary administration. What does this mean?
Yeah, so it's not necessarily a death sentence. It does mean that they have to sort of hand over who it's being run by. They're sort of planning to pay off debts. They're needing to make big decisions. But it doesn't necessarily mean the company is going completely bankrupt or shutting down. It does mean that 15,000 employees don't know the certainties of their job in the coming months. It's sort of run by the founder, Richard Branson, as a bit of a figurehead. So it comes under his little umbrella of companies. And he's said that we'll be back up and running despite this voluntary administration. But then other people are saying that Virgin Airlines will be needing to make some serious decisions. And what led to this was that the government kind of rejected a bailout. This is quite significant. In Australia, we really just have Qantas and Virgin. So in terms of a consumer and the general population, the issue is that there's no guarantee if you have credit for Virgin Airlines that you will ever get that back. And it also means that in the future, if Virgin Airlines were to completely shut down, Qantas would be the big guns. And that means that airfares and travelling, could be more expensive if there's no other competition in the country for the general consumer.
Right.
I think there'll be a lot of push from unions, consumer advocacy groups, the general public to make sure, that Qantas don't get a big head, so to speak, and air prices really do go up. But I think over 15,000 Virgin Australia employees who would potentially be getting left behind by the government if they weren't to do anything. That also indicates to me that perhaps they will, and that this is probably not the end of the story.
Another story that you told me had been going on over there is that Malcolm Turnbull was set to release his memoirs, and allegedly an advisor to Scott Morrison pirated them.
It's called A Bigger Picture. A senior advisor somehow got hold of it. Apparently he was sent the copy unsolicited, and then he pirated it out, and then all these people had this copy of this memoir of Turnbull. But now it's turned a bit more serious because of plagiarism and copyright, and his senior advisor has been found out, and they are going through some legal proceedings that the Prime Minister's office isn't commenting on. I would not have thought twice about Malcolm Turnbull's book. It's, you know, now everyone's talking about it, and I don't know, it probably will sell a few more copies this way.
I was going to ask that, you know, at the moment, I didn't know how much people would really care about the release of those memoirs. Has it led to any sort of drop in Scott Morrison's polling, or any more substantial criticism of the way his administration is run?
Not necessarily. I think, you know, that whole we're in a crisis, you will see the current government gain a bit more popularity or trust, or they kind of become the preferred during this heightened time of emergency. So it hasn't really done too much damage, I'd say, than as much as perhaps maybe Turnbull was hoping.
Yeah. I thought we'd finish on a lovely little story I saw, that just a little video of a kangaroo sprinting down the one of the main roads in Adelaide CBD.
You saw that?
Yeah.
I live really close to that footage where it's, I live like a 5-minute walk from there, and I was pissed because I went for a bike ride on Sunday morning. I usually do, and I have been more because it's so quiet on the roads, and I usually go around the CBD instead of to like the beach or the hills or whatever. But on Sunday morning I went to the beach, so I went the other way, and I probably might have seen a kangaroo, and I'm so glad that I missed it. But it's really cute, this little kangaroo, and I mean Adelaide City is quite small anyway. That kangaroo probably did cover our entire CBD. It's amazing. It was so cute, the little footage of them like hopping around and having a good time. I had never seen that before in my life. But we haven't seen much much more of little stories from around of creatures coming out in unusual places. But I hope there's maybe more.
Yeah.
I'm taking my bike around the CBD every Sunday morning.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.